All right, so welcome to your office hours with normally Dr. Rita Marie. And as I mentioned in the beginning, this is Lynn DeBoer Johnson, and I work with Dr. Rita Marie as well as have the privilege of studying underneath her and learning great quantities of information. So let's get this party started. Normally what we do is we start with questions that have come in through the question and answer. I started taking a peek at them, and I will do my absolute best to be of help here. So the first one is from Nikki. Nikki says, can you please tell me how I register for the welcome private phone consultation? I'm getting ready to do the elimination guide at the end of module one. So right off the bat, this leads me into saying when you submit a question or when I open a line to talk with you, if you could say, because this is an office hours call, which means that you could be in any number of different programs. So it's really helpful if I know which program that you're inquiring about. I am surmising from this that Nikki is in the Body Balance program. So I'm going to address this first part here. So if you are all in the Body Balance program, any of you, you will, when you go into your materials, off towards the right on the top where you have listed calls and schedules and the different modules you're in, off towards the right should be a red button that says private consultation. And click on that, and it will bring you to a page which has a form to fill out. And when you fill that out, I normally get an email that says this, Nikki has filled out her form. Connect with her to set up an appointment. And so I'll send you an email that has a place where you can schedule a time to talk with myself or with Jan. And so for anybody else on Body Balance, that is what I would suggest to you. I actually haven't had anybody schedule any yet, or if you did, please let me know, because I have not seen any come through. Barbara says, I can't hear anything, do you, other than music? So let's see. Other people can hear me though, correct? Okay. So Jay and, okay, people are saying that they hear me, so I'll send. Yeah. Okay, great. Thank you. I was going to say try refreshing, but she wouldn't hear me, so ha, great. So again, back to Nikki's questions with Body Balance. Just make sure that you click on that private consultation. It's in red, so it's hard to miss. So Nikki is also concerned how she will get fat into her diet when she's doing this, as she's addicted to nuts and avocado. So obviously she will have to cut them out. So without going into too much detail on the elimination diet, if any of you are again in Body Balance, you might also be in the Energy Recharge coaching program and will be going through the Body Balance program. You may have been in either Grand or ERC in prior years, and you know that through that we have an elimination diet as well as the FAST program, which is a food allergy program, and there's documents in there that are things that are slow go and no, things that you know you shouldn't be eating, things that you're not quite sure about, and things that you've tested and are good to go. There's also what we call the rare foods, which is, this is stuff I hardly ever eat. And so you check on how your body does with that. So when you talk about being addicted to fat, to nuts and avocado, one of the first things I would suggest is to find out what why you feel you're addicted to it. Is there a mouthfeel that you like? How does it feel in your body? Go through that elimination diet to see if this is indeed something that you should be cutting out, and put it on the appropriate list. And because our body needs some fat. Again, that's a general statement, but people need some fat in their diet. So as you're going through this elimination diet and you're trying to create a plan to eat over this period of time, see where some type of fat fits in there. It may be that you put in some MCT oil if you make a smoothie. It may be that a little bit of avocado works out, but just see how does your body react when you have the fat. Again, when you're having that addiction, try to find out why. What is it about that that's doing it? So if you do cut out nuts and avocado, how do you feel about that? And there's a whole section within those that you can fill out. Now, you do go on to say, when I don't eat a lot of fat, I feel hungry all the time. I have 10 pounds to lose, and I'm also unclear on how much I should be eating. So this would be a really great time for you to schedule that time to talk. And the thing is again, to check in with your hunger. Have a relationship. When you say I'm hungry all the time, where are you feeling that hunger? Maybe you're thirsty. Try drinking some water. I know that in the materials there are, Dr. Rita Marie addresses some of that emotional eating where you check in and have that relationship with your hunger to find out, what is this telling me? You know, and I know we've talked about hunger in the past in other calls where what we might think is hunger is really not hunger. We're feeling hungry. We have that sensation of hunger, but really sit with that and see what it's telling you. And so as far as the weight loss and how much you should be eating, again, you want to see how you do with spacing out your meals so that, and as you go into the blood sugar, the sweet spot program, you learn more about that. It's, you know, how is this affecting me? How is it affecting my blood sugar? Can I have that expanse of time in between my meals? And, you know, you've been gluten, dairy, soy, grain, and sugar-free for 2 years. You have been living an elimination diet. And then you started, and I know you shared this on the Facebook page as well. Your hair just started falling out again. And you've been reducing your animal protein in preparation for the elimination diet. And so I can understand why you're confused. Protein has a lot to do with your hair loss. It has, that keratin is in there. And so, making sure that you are properly breaking down and absorbing your food so that, you know, you are getting that protein in your body. So make sure if you're taking a digestive enzyme that it has protease because that's specific to protein. And so that also leads me to think that maybe you're just not breaking it down. You're doing an excellent job with the gluten and dairy and soy and all these other things that you've removed. So what are we going to put back in? And it could be that your body's just saying we need something, but we're not getting it. Or maybe you're just not breaking it down. I hope that's been helpful to you, Nikki. And, yeah, let's see here. Great, Barbara. I'm glad you got on. Okay, so now I'm going to move on. Kathleen mentioned that she ordered a digestion lab test from Direct Labs. And she, instead of health insurance, she uses Liberty Health Sharing. And they said they need a doctor's note for why I needed the test. And Whether or not, and I can send a note to Dr. Rita Marie to ask her about this and we can reply back to you. She doesn't necessarily do prescriptions, but I'll talk to her to see if she would be able to give some type of a note as to why you needed it. I don't know if they have a template or something that you could use for that. And then you can work with them to say, hey, why do I need a doctor's note to take care of myself? That's just my two cents in there. Jane. Oh, I had given Dr. Rita Marie your thyroid labs. Let me see if I can look at them here. So, okay, I'm looking at your labs, your numbers here, which, as I'm sure you surmise, has indicated that you have a hypothyroid condition occurring. And so have you, I'm pulling up the document that has the thyroid balancing protocols. Let's see. And let me see if you are on the phone here. There you are. I'm going to open you up. Thank you. Hello, Jane.
Hello. Ma'am, thank you for taking me.
Well, I will do my best. Obviously, I'm not Dr. Rita Marie, who is absolutely brilliant at this. Have you had a chance to go through in the Thyroid Revive and Thrive programs, the Thyroid Balancing Protocol document?
You know, I went through it before all of my labs were complete, and so now I don't remember.
Okay, so that would be one thing I would recommend because it's an amazing document. I mean, she could sell this sucker and make a lot of money, to be quite honest. But one of the things, as I've gone through her training program, one of the things that stood out for me is she said to always assume and address thyroid resistance. And thyroid resistance. And one of the things she talks about in here is stress, which leads to high cortisol, which results in the production of inflammatory chemicals, which decreases the conversion of free T3 from T4. And so, you know, and you've got low free T3, so that made me think, and your T4 is low as well.
Right, and I'm on Synthroid.
Correct. I remember that from previous conversations with you. So one of the things, and I didn't see it on here, but one of the things you might also want to look at if you do this again, and I'm putting a plug in here, Direct Labs this month. So I didn't realize this. Apparently, August is Thyroid Awareness Month. So this month, Direct Labs is having a special on their thyroid labs. But one of the labs you might want to look at is reverse T3. So that's something to consider. Because your total T3 is low. Your T4 is low, I'm just looking at some of this again. So, looking at your reverse T3 could give you more. Do you happen to know what your homocysteine levels are?
Just give me a second and I can look it up.
Okay. Okay.
Window. Hold on, I've got to find it in the other one. I did throw it into the last time I uploaded. So I got to go back to a finder here.
I was just wondering if it was high.
Yes.
If
yes.
you remember it, it's high.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So this
so
is
I
the,
have
this
inflammation.
Huh? Right, right. So you've definitely got this inflammation happening. So because your homocysteine is this toxic byproduct of low B vitamin levels, especially your vitamin B12, your B6, and your folate.
Right.
So, you know, looking at that, you know, if you have a vitamin A deficiency.
Printouts that we filled out.
Right. And you got the body bio kit, right?
Yep.
Okay. What did it say about your zinc?
Medium.
Okay.
I mean, just kind of at 3.
Okay. Because obviously zinc is a really important mineral in all of this. I know you are doing everything you can to keep your environment clean, you know, and you've been working with your doctor on your medication, right?
Right. I have to go another 3 or 4 weeks before I can get tested again, as far as she's concerned, to check the medication.
Right, because sometimes that can cause receptors to burn out. So that's just something to consider. And you're taking
I've only been on the T3 since February.
Okay.
Before that, it was Natrathroid, but I was having, even though it was a tiny amount, I was still having palpitations and symptoms of too high a thyroid, even though my numbers were quite low. So it was some sort of, antagonistic effect.
Right.
So you wanted to know about folate? I'm taking folate.
Well, no, I was wondering if you were taking a methylfolate.
Yes, I'm taking, for the past month, taking the homocysteine X by Seeking
Okay.
Help.
Okay, yep.
And his liposomal B12, which
great.
I can tell when it's working because I have neuropathy, tingling in my fingers and hands, and if it's not working, it goes up my arms and legs, and it's down in my hands, staying down there, and it seems to be getting better.
Okay. Let's see here. So your T4 was high. I'm just looking at some of this here. Okay. And you've been working on heavy metals, correct?
Yes, I've been taking chlorella for quite some time, but I just, since the last office hours, I've been taking the, as soon as I received it, I've been taking the Pectisol C.
Okay, yeah, that's right. Yep, I saw that. And are you doing any seaweeds?
Yes. Yes, started the seaweeds when I started the Revive and Thrive. I had some kelp before, but might have been just about the time I started Revive and Thrive. I got some bladder wreck. So every day I have some bladder wreck powder and either kelp or one of the red ones.
Oh, the red seaweed?
Red seaweeds.
Yep. Okay. How about things like sesame and pumpkin seeds?
Dulce, yes. Thanks, Lynn Rose. Dulce, yeah.
Dulse.
Yeah.
I use Dulse. I like to dehydrate them. They get a little bit like bacon.
Oh, this is just the powder, because I found it was easier to add to smoothies. Yeah.
Okay, great. And then you're taking any sesame and pumpkin seeds?
Not usually, because I always have to grind the sesame seeds, because otherwise they just go right through. And pumpkin seeds, occasionally.
Okay. And your digestion, are you taking any digestive enzymes or digestive bitters?
Sometimes I chew a leaf, but I need to switch. I just ran out of digestive enzymes, and so I'd like to know a good kind to get.
Well, you have in your among your documents the Creating a Healing Kitchen Guide, mm-hmm. and in there, in fact, she has a whole section on just gut stuff. She has the link in there for the transformation enzymes that she recommends.
Okay.
So,
I can find it.
Yeah, because that might be something to consider.
Yeah.
So you have that breakdown.
Correct.
Because you can be taking all these really great things, and if your body's not just breaking them down, then what are you going to do? Do you do any of the elixirs?
Yes. I do the adrenal number one, the one with the mushrooms, reishi, and and ashwagandha and all of that.
Yeah, great.
And I've added nettles, and like I said, I make sure I take bladderwrack every day because of the thyroid.
Great.
So that about every day.
Great. It sounds like, you don't want to overdo things. And are you tracking this in some way so you can see I had this on this day and this is how I felt? And just track the foods you are taking, because, I mean, I could tell you, maybe you should look at Romania, but you're already taking so many things that you want to see how those things are going.
What I've started to do with certain things like cordyceps and rock cacao is to do a sway test before I add them.
Okay, great. Perfect. Perfect.
And so, yes, between last call and this call, my sway testing has gotten more positive. So I've got a better feedback loop now.
Wonderful. So, just as you have these resources of things, keep asking yourself. As far as any other herbs or things, Shizandra berry can be really good. I think I mentioned Romania. There's an herb called the blue flag that's really good at detoxifying your thyroid.
Blue flag would be an iris?
Blue flag is it's an herb.
Oh, okay.
It's like a weed. Eleuthero.
Yeah.
Yeah. Things like glutathione.
I'm taking some glutathione, but it's just I might have to go to Seeking Health and get the liposomal.
Right. Making sure your essential fatty acids are good, your CoQ10, maybe some superoxide dismutase. But those are, you're already doing so many great things.
Trying.
I think at this point, you are, but, let's see what is working, what is supporting you at this moment. So it's great you're doing the sway testing. That can better tell you. In fact, even before you order anything, I tell people, I know it works for me at least, I put my finger on the word and I just sway to see which way I go. Should I even order this?
And, oh, okay.
And so, sway test before you even get it. And just because you sway test once and it says no, doesn't mean you shouldn't try again.
Yeah.
Actually, when I sway test, I'll sway test in the morning and say, should I take this? And it'll say no. And then I'll say, should I take this later? And then it'll say yes. So, being really specific with our questions is very helpful.
Yes, I do that with benfotiamine and licorice root tea as well, just in case.
Great, great.
But before you order, okay, by putting...
Yeah, just even, you know, I'm placing an order. Should I order this?
Yeah, yeah, great, great, great.
So I hope that helps.
So do you think it's more thyroid resistance or heavy metals?
Well, that's
or...
the first thing I, quite honestly, that's the first thing I always look at. And we give things, we give our body names rather than just looking at this is happening in my body. So it could be an autoimmune hypothyroidism.
Mm-hmm.
You know, talking about what's the heavy metals and everything supporting your adrenals, a leaky gut. That leads me to think there's probably more of that autoimmunity going on.
Yeah, it's not
that's
down
just
to zero. Yeah.
Well, your TPO is at 24, so it's heading in that direction.
Yeah, it's going down.
It is already in that range. But you don't want it to get any higher.
No, it's gone down, but it's not.
Yes.
It's not at zero yet.
Right. Exactly. Right. So, again, just keep doing these things you do. Sometimes less is more. Sometimes we think, well, I need to throw more stuff at it. Really, what we need to do is just give it a space to rest.
Yeah. Well, just like the insulin resistance and all of that. Yeah.
You know, and you could be having a thyroid conversion issue, but so many of these things that you're doing, are just what you're doing. So, you know, you're watching your blood sugar, you know.
Yeah.
Just trust that there's a reason for all this, and you're doing everything you can to tell yourself and your body that you're important, and just keep doing that.
Okay, I will focus a little more on, you know, what might help. It's really good to
Absolutely.
Know about the sway test and see if that can help me focus too.
Sure.
Okay, thank you, Lynn.
Well, you're welcome. And like I said, I passed it on to Dr. Rita Marie, so if she has some thoughts that are different than mine, I'm sure we'll let you know.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's see. Jem says, Dear Rita Marie, I was on the sweet spot and have reversed my diabetes, but now the doctors are saying I need statins because of my family history of cardiovascular disease. I have heard that vitamin C protects the endothelial layer by preventing it from absorbing LDL. Do you recommend boosting vitamin C with liposomal vitamin C or another form? If you could say the reason and what dose you would recommend starting with, please. Thanks. So I don't know what kind of vitamin C you are already taking. So when you say boosting, do you mean like rotating, like maybe you take a powder one day and the liposomal another day? That's always possible. I don't know which, if you're still in the sweet spot program, there is something called a vitamin C calibration test. That's where you take And you can look this up online. You basically take large doses in a particular sequence of vitamin C until you reach bowel tolerance, which basically means that your stools become real loose and then you know, well, that's how much my body can take, and then you back it down. And you periodically, you keep checking it to make sure that's how much your body can tolerate. The one thing with vitamin C is to also be careful with your kidneys, because too much vitamin C can contribute to kidney stones. So that's the one thing, I guess, caveat to vitamin C. And, you know, I probably should have started this call by saying everything here that I'm sharing is not meant as medical advice. It's simply me sharing my education and thoughts. And so I am not going to tell you to disregard your medical doctor. And I don't know, just because you have a family history of cardiovascular disease may not necessarily mean that you need to take statins. So, I guess I would ask questions more about it. Do you, what are your cholesterol numbers? There are, if you listen to the event this last weekend, two weekends ago now, Dr. Alan Hopkins was on talking about cholesterol testing, heart health testing. And so I would definitely listen to that, because statins may possibly be good for some people. Yes, I just choked on saying that. But you want to find out why. You know, family history does not mean you will get it. So that's my best guess on that one. Jules, I have a few dental questions. Since dental health is critical to health, should I be rinsing my mouth with a salt water or baking soda solution after consuming the lemon water drink you recommend in your grand program to drink first thing in the morning? So I'll just give a little idea of what I do in the morning. So first thing I do is oil pulling, because that's going to help with removing toxins that are in there through the tissue in your mouth. And then after I spit that out, then I do my whole protocol with brushing my teeth and so forth. Actually, that's when I do a saltwater rinse. And then after I do that, I have my lemon ginger water. I do not rinse my mouth out with anything other just than water at that point in time. The thing with lemon water is it has more of an alkalizing effect. Even though it is a citric acid, it has an alkalizing effect. So if you are concerned with the covering on your teeth, then you can just rinse your mouth out with some just water. You know, you don't need to have it be baking soda or salt water. That's just my thought on it. So rinsing with baking soda will change. This is Jules again. Rinsing with baking soda will change the pH balance in my mouth, making it less acidic. Will the baking soda feed candida on my tongue? So again, part of my dental protocol is tongue scraping. So if you're not already doing that, then I would encourage you to have that be a part of your dental health protocol. And so the baking soda is not going to feed the candida on your tongue. Where the candida comes is more from your digestion. It just shows your tongue will show a covering, a coating that indicates that you have candida within your digestive system. So I don't think rinsing with baking soda would be a problem. But it's just one more thing to do. And if you can rinse your mouth out because you're concerned about the citric acid removing anything from your mouth, then that's all I would do. Then she goes on to say, will oil pulling with coconut oil eliminate the good bacteria as well as the bad in my mouth? So, again, just from my own experience, with oil pulling, it removes the toxins. I'm not aware that it removes any bacteria per se, just toxins. And actually, so you oil pull with coconut oil, so that's going to be, nice for your mouth, to just support your mouth. So I think you're okay there. Which specific probiotics should I avoid in my diet that when healing candida or leaky gut? Okay, so this is where I'm going to go back. I'm not sure which program you're in, but if you are in the GRAND program, which is the Gut Repair and Alkalizing Nutrition for Digestion program, there's a whole section in there on both candida as well as leaky gut. And in general, again, because I don't know you specifically, as far as what you should use instead of avoid, I would, use something with custom probiotics that has a bifidobacteria in it. Claire Labs, K-L-A-I-R-E, has something called Therabiotic. That's also, in general, a good probiotic. But again, go back to the GRAND program, and they talk about the different probiotics. It depends upon what you already have or don't have, and so there are some tests that you can do to show you what you already have, and then you can fill in the blanks and holes at that point. I heard some of the probiotics can make the symptoms of gas, bloating, or reflux worse. Again, that's a generalized statement, and, you know, it's what's happening within your own body. For some people, they already have enough lactobacillus, and they don't need any more. Lastly, if I am ever in a situation when I absolutely need to take antibiotics, how should I dose probiotics to gain maximum benefit of both the antibiotic and probiotic? For example, would I take the probiotic 2 hours before or after the antibiotic? Well, so first of all, if you are keeping your immune system healthy, hopefully you won't need to take antibiotics. Secondly, I guess I am not aware of any particular dosing schedule with the antibiotics. I'm going to go over here and look. Let me see here. To see. I'm reading some of the chat here because sometimes people type things in the chat and it's like, oh yeah. Sandy likes to use OneRadioNetwork.com for her dental information. I actually also, and we have this in, you'll be happy to hear, Sandy, we have a whole section on oral health in the Energy Recharge Coaching Program with a wonderful talk in there from Nadine Artemis, who has living libations, and that's whose protocol I use. But So anyway, if you have taken an antibiotic and want to know about the probiotic, again, just making sure what do you already have in there. So again, just whatever you are already using, the custom probiotics or the Claire Therabiotic, and just keep it up and keep yourself healthy so you don't need to be on them. We actually have a really good immune system program called SHIELD. Heidi, checking all the boxes with regard to lifestyle factors, one receives a diagnosis of basal carcinoma. How would you proceed? Surgical extraction, stem cells, topical pharmaceuticals, Curaderm, Golden Sunrise, or other? Well, that's a really big question, Heidi. And that's one that would probably take more time than we have here. And I'd love to, it's not that I don't want to help you with it, but, you know, it's going to the root cause again. What are the foundational things that you're doing? To me, the surgical extraction is at the further end, but at the main end is your digestion. Start with the foundations in your digestion. Make sure your diet is an alkaline diet that can support that. I'm trying to think what other things, you know, just things to bring your body back into balance. I know some people swear by the ketogenic diet. You can do, as Dr. Edermeyer has said, a plant-based ketogenic diet, because you're getting some of those good, healthy fats, which in general makes sense, because especially with your skin, since there's that whole layer in there with fat that is needed to support it, so make sure that you've got some good fat going in there. I'm trying to think, you know, oxygen is really important, so making sure that you eat,
The moderator has left the conference.
And I apologize. My phone decided to take a nap. Yep, you didn't lose sound. You are fine. It was me. So anyway, Heidi, I hope those are some ideas that can be helpful to you. But, you know, stress reduction is going to be really helpful. Barbara, sweet spot program. Thank you, Barbara. And I just got a little message here from Dr. Rita Marie. She actually just looked at Jane's tracker that I gave her. We talked about thyroid conversion, autoimmune. And she also suggested, Jane, if you're still on, that you get the iodine load test from Hakala and look into restorative formulation ThyroCare or Thyroid OX. Start with the ThyroCare until the iodine test comes back. And, well, we looked at the homocysteine and vitamin A, so I'm glad I was on there. Vitamin B, vitamin A. We talked about the ashwagandha. Yep. Okay. It seems that the only thing that I didn't mention was the iodine loading test. So I think we did good. So, Jane, if you're still on, Lynn Rose, you're having abandonment issues. You're so funny. Can you hear me now? I should ask, can people hear me now? Okay, yes. So, Jane, I hope you heard that. The only other thing that we didn't cover, so that makes me feel good, was the iodine loading test from Hakala Labs. So there you go. So going back to Barbara, I didn't want her to have abandonment issues. I still get the occasional day with a headache at the back of my head combined with either an urge to go to the bathroom or a lingering feeling that I have to go eventually. I don't know why my system seems to be more sluggish now as I eat more raw foods, or is it possible that I need to go on a detox and toxins are swamping me doing this sweet spot diet? So one thing that I, well, first of all, make sure that you're staying hydrated, that you are drinking enough water. Review your what you've been eating over the last month, 2 months, 3 months, and starting Sweet Spot to see what's different. And I know that you also just joined the Energy Recharge Coaching Program, so you'll have more resources to utilize as you track out what's going on. But as you track and see what did I eat that was different, maybe your body's just adjusting to some things, especially in terms of your digestion. And are your organs of elimination working well? Because if you change your diet and things are coming up, then, you know, you're releasing things. And if you're not releasing things, out of your body, it's just going to be making you probably a little more toxic, and so that could be creating that. If you have a chiropractor, I would encourage you to go see your chiropractor, or maybe even an acupuncturist, to see what can help with that. But the water, I think, is really a big key thing. Make sure, if you can, put lemon in your water. I think that will be helpful. Jules, again, is my individual blood sugar curve taken before 15, 30, 60, 90 minutes after? Depends of food I'm eating. Or is the blood sugar curve a consistent number for each individual? So I'm not exactly sure what you're saying, but in general, with your blood sugar, when you take your blood sugar, you take it first thing in the morning, right before you eat, right after you eat, and every 15 minutes up to an hour, and then you can do another hour, 90 minutes. The idea is you want to see how high up it goes, and then does it come back down to your baseline, which is ideally what it was beforehand. And so, and then keeping it so either below 110, depending upon where you were when you were started, or doesn't go up more than 20 points. Is it dependent on your food? Food is part of that factor, the lifestyle factor. How did you eat? Were you in a stress-free position? Were you eating on the run? What kind of movements has your body been doing that day? Those are the types of things, so it's not always just the food. Is it consistent? Well, what we want to see consistent is that it stays below 110. If it, you know, if it goes up and down some point, take note of it, unless it gets really way up and down, like a big dip and a big spike. So those are the types of things you want to look at. And I'm just going to double check here. Sarah says, hi, I'm in your body balance group, age 61. Good job. And after 3 years of very concentrated effort, I'm trying to figure out what to do next. I have tested positive for candida overgrowth and done an herbal treatment, tested positive for SIBO, and done elemental diet twice, and just completed a 3-month parasite cleanse. I have done the specific carbohydrate diet, the autoimmune paleo diet, low FODMAP, and low carb diet. I never really have any energy or joy in life. I'm too tired to do anything fun. I have been able to normalize my stools and no longer have chronic diarrhea, but other than that, I can't see I've seen a lot of progress. I still don't sleep well, have no energy, no libido. I have acne and osteoporosis. When I talk to nutritionists, they tell me that I really need to stop the elimination diet and bring in more foods, but as soon as I do, I have reactions again, such as headaches, rashes, or diarrhea. I just don't seem to heal the leaky gut. Where would you suggest to look next, and what changes would you recommend? Thank you. So, well, first, welcome, Sarah. I'm not sure where you are in the body balance program, but as you go through that, you'll see that it's step-by-step taking you through. The first two steps have to do with where is your heart? Where is your stress? Finding out what does bring you joy. So that's really going to be important for this. Just finding out who you are, so that when you make choices, it's because you are making the choices. You've been doing all these diets that other people have recommended to you. Now, it's not to say that we don't give you ideas and guidelines for the foods, but we want you to do what's best for you, not follow a diet plan. A lot of these diet plans are very restrictive, and when that happens, you may be restricting the good foods out right out of your diet. So that's why those first two pieces are so important. So I highly recommend, and this is to anybody who's doing body balance, that you don't skip those first two steps having to do with your Inspired Health Vision System and the Transforming Stress, because that will bring you so much farther than how well you stuck to a diet plan. And because you are in body balance, you will have access, or you should have access, to the GRAND program, which is part two. And so in there's a Candida protocol. There's also a leaky gut protocol. There's a parasite cleanse in there, sorry, I just got distracted. Ha! Huh, look at that. That never happens, does it? So leaky gut, parasite, candida. Oh yeah, the elimination diet, and that's actually part of part one. So, but it also sounds like you've already been doing a type of elimination diet. So let's find out what exactly works for you. When you say you're bringing in more foods, what foods are you bringing in? So just keep checking out. Keep track of what you're eating, how your body's responding. Ask your body, what do I need? Do I need to eat more leafy greens? If so, would that be kale? Would that be escarole? What do I need to take in? Should I eat broccoli? Should I eat nuts? Should I not eat nuts? Ask yourself what is going to work for you. I hope that sounds okay without sounding like a cop-out. I don't mean it to be, and then make sure that you schedule your time, your personalized coaching time. Jay. Yep, Jay actually, he got it back on. I was on. He texted me about, so Jay says, Dr. David Weinfeld attempted his presentation last night unsuccessfully on Oriental herbs. I recall that a course by him was one of the bonus items for ERC Gold, but was delayed. Is this the one? Yes, and you are already signed up, and he probably has already sent you your herbs, and you should have already received an email that has the replay. It was great. It was a great presentation. And then this Friday evening, he's doing like class one. Obviously, we won't have all of the herbs and things like that because I signed up for it. I'm not an ERC, so I had to sign up for it. But So I hope that helps. It was great. He did eventually get it going. Jeannie says, I'm a breast cancer survivor and went through chemo and radiation. My white blood cell count is low after my treatments, and they are trying to bring it up. My doctor wants me to eat more meat, but I have the ApoE gene and have been told not to eat meat. I am confused on what to do. Well, I can understand that. I'm not sure exactly why your doctor wants you to eat meat, and congratulations, by the way. You are to be commended on that. Both my mother and grandmother had double mastectomies, so I understand what's going on there. And I'm grateful that you are in the ERC program as well, because I think you'll find some great advice there specific to you after getting a full history of everything that's going on. So when you say you have the ApoE gene, I'm assuming you mean the ApoE4 gene, which talks about that. And so that's great for you to share with your doctor, because he may not understand that. Quite frankly, I don't understand why, especially after having cancer, you would want to eat more meat, because it can tend to be acidic. And I'm just looking something up here quick. Let's see here. I'm just pulling up some of my stuff. So, again, when you work with your coach, I know they'll be able to get really specific to you. So one of the things, and I know this isn't food, but one of the things that you might want to consider is taking a sauna. If you don't have a sauna in your house, find a place that's nearby, because sauna bathing has been shown to increase the number of different types of white blood cells, such as your lymphocytes, your neutrophils, your basophils. And so taking a sauna could be helpful. Along with that, which sounds counterintuitive, but exercising in the cold can also do that. So it's kind of a combination of the hot and cold will, during the recovery can help with that. Resistance exercise can be helpful to that. So B12 is also really helpful, and making sure that your body is able to make its own intrinsic factors. So making sure that you have some good probiotics going on within your system to help support your body to make its own B12. Maybe something like an algae oil can also be helpful, because those omega-3s are really helpful for helping to have a higher white blood cell count. And your folate, selenium, vitamin E, those can all be helpful, garlic. So those are just some different things to consider. Let's see, did you say which program you're in? Oh, this is Jeannie. So you might also want to look at like a Dutch test, because that's going to help you understand more about some of those pathways that are going on. So let me see here. Just making sure I haven't missed anything. Nope. All right. Okay, I have two hands. The first one is Laura.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi.
Hi. So you are doing fabulous. Oh my gosh. Look at you at.
It's a good thing nobody can see me. I'm probably white as a ghost. But thank you for that.
You sound great. Hey, I was wondering if you could help me understand digestive enzymes. And what I mean by that is that I'm just starting out health coaching. And for me as well, whoops, I just lost my ear. I know that, like to start with bitters for digestion. First of all, I have a client that I did, Dr. Rita Marie's lab parameters on her lab tests, and there's several things that came out low HCL. So like, should I start with bitters and like what, and then would you go to HCL and then like, what's the difference between digestive enzymes and then enzymes that you take for, inflammation?
Mm-hmm. Like systemic enzymes?
Yeah. So my question is understanding all that. Can you shed any light on that?
I will do my absolute best. So digestive enzymes are things like your protease and lipase and so forth that are for focused and geared towards helping your body to break down that those foods and nutrients. Systemic enzymes are ones, like you said, you use with inflammation. So it's things that, so if you have people that have scar tissue, if you've hurt a muscle or joint, something like serratia, serrapeptase is really good if people are having cardiovascular issues, because it kind of clears through some of the veins and arteries to help get more blood and oxygen there. Nattokinase does the same thing. They each know what their role is to be, and so that's kind of the Reader's Digest version. As far as what to recommend for yourself or your client or basically anybody who has just in general digestive issues, of course, because you don't know exactly what's going on with them. And so, again, I'll share what I do that has helped me.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to start the morning, as I said in answering a previous call, with lemon water. Actually, about once a week, once every other week or so, depending upon how many lemons I have, I juice, peel and all, in my juicer, the lemons, and then I do kind of a big old knob of ginger root. And I have all of those in what I call a jelly jar. And every morning I put a couple tablespoons of that concoction in my water. It's probably, I don't know, 8-10 ounces. And then I also actually sprinkle in a little bit of cayenne, but I've been told I'm kind of hardcore for that. I didn't think so, but it's just stuff I need to stimulate my digestion. If somebody is having issues with constipation, depending again on the severity or length of it, I might consider something that has like, And Cascara Sagrada is, it's not something you take long term because it can be pretty rough, but something that has like that or maybe rhubarb root, just to kind of kickstart things. And so once the system starts going, you can ease back on that. If they seem to have some motility issues, there's a product called Modal Pro that can be helpful with that. But, and so then about 30 minutes before I eat, I take my digestive bitters. I know Dr. Rita Marie recommends Herbalist and Alchemist, and I currently am taking Urban Moonshine. And then when I eat, I take my digestive enzymes.
For the digestive enzymes, do you do HCL, I mean, like, to ask somebody to do HCL before the digestive enzymes or do bitters?
Well, quite honestly, and they're kind of don't recommend HCL. I mean, it has to be, it's just one of those things that really I can only think of maybe one time I recommended HCL. Let's see. Are you in ERC Core?
No. I don't know.
Or not ERC, NEPT Core. Which program?
I have that as well as the digestive.
CMDS, okay.
Yes, that.
So, right. So when you look at the different protocols that are offered, and especially if you look at the GRAND program, which is what you would use with your clients, then you will, she goes through the whole HCL challenge, but she also kind of has in big red letters, you know, to be really careful with it.
Yeah.
So for me, the HCL challenge or taking HCL is, kind of the last resort.
Ah, okay.
I would do all these other pieces first. There's also things you can do, like the visceral manipulation. Like, so at many times, the only tactical response we have with our body is if we throw a pill or something in our body, it's okay to touch your stomach and massage it. Like, okay, let me feel in there. What does it feel like? Move it along. You know, oh, look, underneath my rib cage feels a little tender. What's going on with that? Just do something like that. Move things along. There's yoga poses that you can do to just move things along. Just really get in touch with yourself before you throw too much at your body.
Okay,
so
the digestive enzymes, those go when you eat, of course, especially
correct.
If you were to do animal protein.
Correct.
And then, but the systemic enzymes, do you take those just in between food or do you take them at night? Does it matter?
And I'm trying to, because I have taken systemic enzymes full disclosure, I broke my knee when I was in high school because I played football. So occasionally I will have some pain with that. And so I will take it, but it doesn't happen real often. I'm going back in my brain to remember when do I do it. Let me see here. I'm looking at, so, let's see here. So I took Wolvenzyme, which, you know, if I remember correctly, I did take it on an empty stomach.
Okay, so you know what, Lynn Rose just wrote in, she wrote between meals is what she'd always heard.
Right, exactly, on an empty stomach. Well, that's what my brain was remembering, but I also wanted to make sure I gave you good information because I also realized I'm probably a little nervous and I wanted to make sure. So I did just look it up too, and it said I looked at Wolvenzyme because that is what I took. And it also said to take between meals.
Okay, the reason I ask is because that's what I know as well. And my client is going to a very well-known, holistic or functional doctor, and she was told to take it at night before she goes to bed.
Well, I don't know specifically what's going on. The idea is that, and that's not a bad thing because you don't want it to interfere with your regular digestion. So if there's been like an hour or so between when she ate and went to bed, that could be okay because, again, it's not interfering with the digestive system.
Okay.
So that's what you want to do.
Yeah. She also has chronic constipation, and so I want her to do some stuff before she goes to bed, like try take Trifala, have some warm tea with ghee or with coconut oil and stuff. And so I just, I guess I wanted to.
Yeah, that might. Well, the liquid itself wouldn't interfere, but the ghee or the oil might.
Yeah.
And and so if she could even do it, you know, well, I don't know exactly when you have her taking it, but even an hour before she goes to bed, it still might be okay, because it would, it's ghee, and especially if you put it in a hot liquid, it's going to dissolve, so it should have gone through the system by then.
Okay. Okay.
And this is short term. This is not something that you should take long term. And maybe she just does without the fatty substances before she goes to bed while she's taking the systemic enzymes.
Yeah.
You know, keeping her drinking liquids is important, obviously, when you're chronically constipated.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just curious question, does she have her appendix?
I would guess so. I don't know that she has had it removed, and she's 25, so, or 26, so I'm guessing.
Okay. Because the appendix, you know, people think the appendix doesn't do anything, but the appendix actually secretes a little oil up there at the top.
Mm-hmm.
In the one spot where, and so sometimes that's what people are needing to kind of slide things through. But that's just something to consider. Maybe for now, take away the fat
mm-hmm.
while she's taking these systemic enzymes. And what is she, I apologize if you told me, what is she taking the systemic enzymes for?
She has very high inflammation.
And where?
Just, you know, on the CRPT. I mean, the CRPT.
Oh, okay. I see what you, okay. I didn't know when you said inflammation, if it was like a joint or something like that. So.
No. And she's allergic to all kinds of foods. And
well, that's also what's affecting her, so I guess I would find out how long he wants her to be on this and adjust accordingly, because there's a whole other issue if her CRP is high.
I don't want to go against
something like the psoriasis. Yeah, sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say, I don't want to go against what the doctor is saying
at
all. And so I just kind of want to know what I should be suggesting. So I got it. Okay.
Yeah. You know, again, knowing what her homocysteine level will help as well. If this is a cardiovascular issue, I agree with taking something like the, serapeptase, natokinase, those types of, systemic enzymes, because they can be really helpful. But it's also an acute thing. It's an acute help. It's not going to the root cause. So continue to work with her to find out what the acute cause is. And that's where your most important role is there, is supporting her with, okay, your doctor is helping you with this thing that's happening right now, but let's find out why.
Yeah. Yeah, for her 26 years, she's had parasites, heavy metals. She's traveled a lot internationally.
Mm-hmm.
She has all kinds of allergy, you know, food allergies and stuff. I'm like, oh my goodness. So we're just beginning to work together. And
okay.
I figure the biggest thing that can help everything is getting things moving. So out of her. So we're just working on that right now.
Absolutely. No,
that's a new focus.
You probably heard me earlier saying to somebody, how are your organs of elimination? You know,
yeah.
You can do all this
yeah.
great work, but if it's just stirring the pot and not letting it out, Yeah, it's important. The other other things too are like dry skin brushing is really actually very, because it gets the lymph system going.
Mm-hmm.
So movement is really going to be helpful with that. You know, those types of things will be good. So you're doing a great job. I think just taking out the fat at night for now.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the only thing I would change.
Okay. So the,
and then just monitor it.
I'm sorry?
Oh, I said, and just monitor it.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, thank you. I have other questions if nobody's waiting, but
I do have one other person with their hand up. So I'll close your hand for now. And then as soon as I'm done with Sandy, we'll come back.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Hello, Sandy.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I can hear you well.
Oh, perfect. Well, it is a joy to have you today.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate everybody's kind wishes and thoughts, prayers.
it'll get easier for you the more you do it.
Yeah.
But, you know, you are excellent. Excellent. So thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So my question today is on this, this thyroid medication that's called Cytomel Leo-Thyronine. Mm-hmm. And they changed the lab on me. So I found out both of them are gluten-free, so that's good. Now, can I read the ingredients? There's about five or six ingredients. One, two, three, four. Yeah, five ingredients in each of them.
Sure.
I just want to know. I'm just curious what you think, if one is better than the other. Not that I can change unless I go to a different drugstore
mm-hmm.
and pay more. But anyway, the one that I took originally, let's see, which one's which? No. All right, this is the one I took originally. Calcium sulfate, microcrystalline cellulose, high promellose, talc, and colloidal silicon dioxide.
It's got talc in it. Okay, right there. You said talc?
Oh, yeah, they put that in all kinds of things.
Oh, well,
no, I don't like that. I don't like that.
Yeah.
Okay, but this.
So what I'm going to suggest to you, mm-hmm. Because you are in ERC, you have access to all of the vital health topics, and I think it's a couple years ago. Anyway, Dr. Rita Marie did one on supplements, and she goes through each of the different types of supplements and what to look for.
Yeah, I listened to that one, and I took notes. I love that.
Okay. Okay, great.
So I could listen again if I could dig it up, but I'm doing so many other things.
Yeah. Oh, I understand. I was just thinking,
okay.
That might be something to consider.
Well, if I come if I come across my notes, but I know I don't like talc either. I mean, I don't like any of these ingredients. I don't like any of the ingredients they put in stuff, all these things. But at least I'm not getting sick on either of them, at least. Now listen to the other one.
Okay.
Calcium sulfate dehydrate. Cornstarch, gelatin, this is the one I'm taking now. Magnesium stearate and mannitol.
Yeah, well, I don't have a whole lot good to say here for you, Sandy.
I know it. At least I'm not getting sick. I mean, at least that.
Is
I
this,
get sick on so many things.
Lynn Rose made a good point here. Sounds like a typical drugstore brand.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Is this a generic?
Yes. Yeah, Leo-Thyronine is generic.
Yeah, okay.
And they have, you know, like when I was at Rite Aid, I don't think they change brands, manufacturers all the time. But it looks like I'm at CVS now, and it looks like they change brands, and it's probably whatever they can get cheapest.
Mm-hmm.
And this one I bet is cheap. I bet this one's cheaper. And the only reason I knew there is sugar is because now I'm doing it in 3 times a day, which is working way better. So I cut pills, and if I cut one a little too larger than another one, I take a bite out of it and then take the little sliver one. So when I took a bite out of this new one, which I knew was different because it was so little when I cut it, it was sugar. And I went, oh, my God, this is sugar. And I was really mad. Then I found out it was mannitol. You know, and then I found it was mannitol. And it's not affecting my blood sugar, thank goodness. And it's not making me sick. But, you know, I mean, it is helping with my conversion somewhat. And it is definitely helping with my energy. But I think you might remember that I tried to take more and my body did not want more. I got really sick. So I do not need more, right? This is a prescription. Now, I know that I can maybe find somebody, but it would take more work, and I've looked before, you know, to find a drugstore to do, what do you call it? Starts with a C. You know, when they put a certain amount. What's that called?
Compounding.
Yeah, but I haven't been able to find any place around here. I'm sure there is one. I just haven't found it yet.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is where I'm at right now. So I just wanted to see if anybody in the group has ideas or what they think about all these products, or what you thought, if you thought one was any better than the other, but I don't think one is better than the other.
Yeah. And so are you taking the actual Cytomel or are you just taking lyothyronine?
Generic lyothyronine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what's in Cytomel. I know it'll cost more, but I don't know what's in it. I should look that up and see if I like that better, but I probably won't. But I'm also taking Naturethroid. I haven't written down what's in there, but I don't remember off the top of my head. But fortunately, those are the only two drugs that I'm taking right now, so I'm happy about that. And they have helped me with energy.
That is
great. They've helped me with energy. They've helped me with energy.
Yeah.
Well, my functional medicine doctor got me off the other two things that I was taking. He got me off those 4 or 5 years ago, or something like that. So I'm making a lot of progress.
Yes, you are. I know I've noticed that.
Yeah, and I'm feeling a lot better these days because I've really cut back on what I, you know, put on my list and what I do. Of course, I never can do half of what I put on my list to do. But I'm just going, okay, then that's not going to get done today. What's priority today?
Right.
So that's helping me a lot. My stress level, that's one of my biggest pillars to work on.
Yes.
I'm perfect in the food.
Well,
really good.
That and fun.
Yeah, and fun is another one too, but that goes with stress because I do fun things. Like I'm out on a walk now.
Oh, you are on a walk now? Good for you.
Yeah, I am. Took me this long to get there, but that's okay. Something else came up that was really good today.
Good.
So that was that. Yeah. Yeah.
Any other questions there?
Well, I'm gonna save them for another time and. Okay.
Yeah, when you can talk to the real guru here.
No. I like your opinions. I like yours. Some of the questions I had for her were, now I look at them and I don't know, they're not. This one, you know, I'm not going to do the doctor stuff till all that comes together. It's the right time. All these tests that I told you about, Cyrus Array thing.
Oh, yeah.
With all the chemicals.
Yeah,
I will
you
do
talk
it.
To your coach?
No, it's more when I find a regular doctor and it's more when Mercury retrograde is over, and it's more when I finish this, this other project.
Six planets in retrograde, honey. I don't know.
I know. But Mercury always really holds me back. But there is a big project I started that I was supposed to, I plan to do some today, and that's not happening. But there's another test he wanted called TGF beta test. Have you ever heard of that one?
G is in Frank.
Yeah. TGF beta.
Transforming growth factor beta 1.
I'm walking, so I don't have
your,
it with me.
It has to do with your cytokines. It has to do with your cellular function.
Yeah. Okay. I think there's only two things on it, though. And it might be something I can that Medicare will pay. I'm not sure. I think it said CB.
Well,
I think it's the
TGF beta, right?
TGF beta. I have to look
you know,
at.
It
I could read about it again.
To do with you know the food sensitivities you have. One of the other things is it's very elevated in people with biotoxin or mold issues.
Ah, good, because I have a lot of mold in my house.
So that might be something.
Well, I have to read about it and look at it again. And like I said, it's not in front of me now. There were three that he wanted me to get. There's one more, but that one I think I can have a doctor do it. But it'll come together. I'm just being patient about all this. You know, when it's the right time, it'll come together and. For me to go to labs and fight with them and this and doctors, it's a big deal and it's stress. So I'm waiting till I really have an opening and it's the right, feels like the right time and that kind of thing.
Well, if this will help you deal with the mold, you know, that can also help with your thyroid.
Oh, okay.
You know, you might want to talk to him. You might also want to talk to him, unless he's already talked to you about it. Great Plains does a mycotoxin test.
No, he didn't talk to me about that one.
So you could ask him about that.
Okay. Great. Well, I'll listen to this
great
again.
Great Plains,
P-L-A-I-N-S. Right.
Yep.
No, I remember you all talking about Great Plains. What's the test called?
Mycotoxin.
Yeah, okay. I'll find out about that one, too. Yeah. Good.
All right.
Well, we just keep plugging away. Oh, I forgot to say to everybody, because I think it's very helpful when people tell us what program they're in.
Yes.
I've done four programs now. 2 years. Mm-hmm. I thought it'd been three, but it's 2 years. Two sweet spots, gut repair, grand, and adrenal cafe. And now I'm going to do ERC.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this. This is great.
Me too. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
You're very welcome. Enjoy your walk.
Yeah, I'm going to finish it now. Thank
you.
All
right.
Okay.
You bet. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And it's Elizabeth, or do you prefer Betsy? Hello?
Hi. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay, hi. I'm in the sweet spot in the grant program.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, the other day I was feeling a lot of aches on my legs, and I decided to put, I was using this spray called Ease. It's made out of magnesium.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I spray or I spray it on my hand and I rub it on my legs, I start feeling like an itchy feeling. My question is, do you think I could be allergic to that, or
is there anything else?
Is there a test that I should make, that I should get to see if I'm allergic to magnesium? I'm not sure.
Let's see, magnesium ease. Let's see. I want to see what else might possibly be in it. I know it's by Activation Products, and usually they're pretty.
Have you heard of the spray ease?
I'd heard of it. I wasn't overly familiar with it, but I wanted to see pharmaceutical grade magnesium chloride hexahydrate.
It only says it only.
But it says magnesium. Right on here, and it's interesting because it says right on here it does not cause stinging, burning, or itching, and will not leave a residue on the skin. But apparently, it does.
It doesn't leave a residue. Before I tried one that was like an oil-based one, and that, my God, I thought I was gonna die. I called the company and I told, is that supposed to be like that? And they're like, no, you're not supposed to feel any discomfort. And I had to discontinue that one. And then this one, I noticed that if I shave and I spray it, the next day I feel a lot of itchiness. But that day that I sprayed it, I had not shaved. So I don't know if it's that I'm allergic to the magnesium. Is there a test that I could take to figure out if, I don't know, it's weird.
Okay.
And then
so
I put a deodorant that contains magnesium, and I don't get any side effects on that.
But interesting. And so, and you're taking this because you are having, like, cramps or something going on?
Well, the other day I was gardening, and I was in a lot of pain the next day. So I was I had that just as a backup.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
know. So you had muscle soreness.
Yeah, muscle ache, yeah.
Okay. How do you do with the Epsom salt bath? Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry.
Oh. Okay. How do you do? Do you ever take an Epsom salt bath?
No, I haven't done that. No. Maybe I should try that.
Because that would be, because let's see if it's the magnesium itself that's doing it or what's creating this itching. This reaction. I'm going to look at something here. Have you ever done a magnesium test? You know, you can do a... the other thing is, how much are you putting on?
It says 60 sprays around the whole body, and I just spray like 5 times on my hand, and I just rub it.
Right.
I'm not sure if I'm doing it correctly.
Well, so I would try the magnesium, the Epsom salt bath to see how you do with that, or maybe a foot soak, you know, so you don't have to get in there and have your body get all inflamed. So do a foot soak with the magnesium, the Epsom salt, and see how that works. And if that seems to work out okay, maybe just put a little bit somewhere on your body, because maybe your body just wasn't ready for a lot of magnesium.
All right, then. I have another question. I'm sorry. I think I've asked this question several times. I'm a little confused about the digestive enzymes.
Mm-hmm.
The bottle that I bought, it says that you take it with meals. And I don't know if Dr. Rita Marie had told me before that I'm supposed to take it before the meal.
Okay. Digestive enzymes. I take right as I'm starting to eat. So I eat and then... You know, I take a bite or two of my food, and then I start taking, I take my digestive enzymes.
Oh, okay. Okay, and the probiotics, when would it be a good time to take that?
So I do that between meals. So personally, I take mine in the afternoon between lunch and dinner.
Oh, the probiotics, you would take it between meals, right?
Mm-hmm, yep.
Before lunch and dinner.
That's when I take it, or you can take it you know, to experiment. See how do you do when you take it between lunch and dinner. Some people don't do so well when they take it between lunch. So I take mine between lunch and dinner. Some people don't do well if they take it like after dinner or before they go to bed. Some people do better, excuse me, when they take it between breakfast and lunch. So,
okay, so it's only once a day, right? The probiotics.
I only take mine once a day. Again, that's just me. You need to find out what works for you. So I tell people to start out slow and see how their body reacts.
You don't recommend that the digestive enzymes and the probiotics be taken at the same time?
No, I have actually never heard that recommended.
Okay. No, I'm the type of person that tends to forget to take my pills, so I tend to take all of them at the same time.
I understand. You should. So I'm kind of a what do you call it? An organizational nerd. And so I have this schedule all listed out, and I have a spreadsheet, and it says, take this then, and this then, and this then. I went through everything, and I only take, like, two or three things, like digestive enzymes and probiotics and such. But, I get that, you know, but I also understand that it's better to take them separately.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate your advice.
Oh, you're welcome. I hope it helps. And, come to the next call or come on the Facebook group and share what's going on.
Okay. Who am I speaking to? I'm sorry. I didn't get to get on the call in the beginning.
Say that again, please.
I don't know who am I speaking to, just to make sure.
Oh, this is Lynn.
Oh, Lynn. Oh, Lynn. Oh, hi, Lynn.
Hi. Yeah, something came up for Dr. Rita Marie, and she wasn't able to be on, and she asked me to pinch it for her.
You sound a little different. You sound a little different from the last time.
Like, this is not Dr. Rita Marie.
You're always answering my questions when we go when we do the webinars and all that stuff.
Yes, that would be me.
That was in the jeans event.
Yep, the food and jeans. Yep, that was me.
Oh, in the kitchen one the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Really good.
Yeah.
So thank you so much. Thank you for answering those questions. It's a pleasure meeting you, by the way.
Okay,
thank you. Bye-bye. Have a good day.
Bye. You too.
Okay.
Okay, Laura. Are you still there?
I am.
Okay.
So back to this client. She has a whole bunch of food allergies, is what she said. But IgGs, are those allergies or sensitivities? I mean, like, are those are things that she can overcome, right?
I personally feel like any of them can be overcome. You want to find out why, you know, and so it's what IgG is. It's a type of antibody.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why when you have a blood test, it's telling you you have this antibody in reaction to something you've eaten. And so you want to find out why. And quite frequently when we people who have a number of allergies, we suspect leaky gut.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first thing you want to do. You know, but IgG, you know, that's the most prevalent one that is in your blood. It's in your lymph. It's that first antibody to be made when your body's fighting an infection. So, you know, and then what happens is it remembers it. And so it's like, oh, here comes that food again. And you just, and so that's why sometimes putting somebody on an elimination diet to see what they're reacting to is an okay thing to do for a short period of time. The idea is you remove, it's like if you if you keep beating on your legs and you have a bruise, you can ice it and do all these wonderful things, but if you keep beating on it, it's not going to go away. So you want to remove what's causing the inflammation, go in and heal it, and then slowly start adding in the foods to see how your body reacts. And that's why the leaky gut protocol is so helpful there.
Okay, so I have a question, and I've talked to you before about this.
Mm-hmm.
I can never find things on this website. It's making me crazy. Oh, my gosh. Even if it
says
this is what it is, on like I'm looking up GRAND, the GRAND program, and it doesn't go anywhere.
Okay, can you tell me more about when you say it doesn't go anywhere?
Okay, I'm on the
and the other thing to remember, you have the leaky gut protocol within the your CMDS materials as well.
Well, that's where I'm looking, and it refers me to this other website.
Oh, okay. Yep.
That when I go there, I don't have anything there.
Oh, so does it say, like, you don't have permission for this?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so what I'll do, can you message me or something like that, your email address, so I can look it up, and I'll log in as you and see what I see? Because it may be that something happened and so you're not getting it.
Okay, so I have your phone number, so I'll just text you.
That will, okay.
If that's okay with you.
Sure.
And, okay, so I'll get back to that. And as far as the antibodies, okay, awesome.
Yeah.
I feel, and another question, I'm feeling like if she starts to get her, her constipation taken care of, that she, all of her lab values are a little out of range, not terribly, but a little out of range, but like I would say 60 or 70% of them. And so if the constipation gets under control and start doing some leaky gut stuff, should a lot of those things sort of, you know, work their way out?
That's,
or not
that's the idea. That's the idea,
okay.
But we don't,
okay.
You know, let's see.
Oof.
But that
yeah.
is generally the first idea. Is like my theory, at least when I work with people, is let's first make sure those organs of elimination are working. Are you pooping? Are you peeing all right? Are you sweating? You know, is your lymph moving? Those types of things. So,
and what does it mean when you don't sweat?
That's generally related to adrenal fatigue.
Okay, so if you don't sweat, adrenal.
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting. Okay. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So, Sandy, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay. Did you have any more questions?
No.
Okay.
Does that mean you didn't unhook me?
I did. I just wanted to make sure. I wanted to make sure.
Oh, because I thought I had my hand raised.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm good. Thank you.
All right. Okay, so I'm just going to look real quick at the chat and make sure there wasn't anything I missed there. I missed being on the chat. Uh, I love seeing everybody share what program they're in. Yeah, that's great. Okay, we've got Barbara back on. On, and let's see. Is stress, Christy says, is stress enough to lower T3? Mine went down during sweet spot, so my functional doctor prescribed Cytomel for T3 at noon. So, you know, stress can do so many lovely things for us. Actually does many lovely things for us. It sometimes helps us to know we're alive, quite frankly. And so stress is not a bad thing. It's not all the bad stuff that we often say it is. It has a purpose. It keeps us alive when we're being chased by tigers. And so, you know, I just wanted to throw that out there. And so let me see, I lost the question again. Is it enough to lower T3? So what happens is when you are in a stressful situation, your thyroid, we're never just one thing. Your thyroid works together with your adrenal glands. And if you aren't sure about that, what that is, the adrenal glands sit on top of your kidneys, which is why they're called adrenal. I took Latin for 4 years. That made sense to me. It means they're on top of your kidneys, which are considered a renal gland. And so, you know, it can handle small amounts of stress well. It's when you have that continual release of cortisol that does a number on the rest of your body. So what it happens with your thyroid is it slows your body's metabolism. And so this is another way that stress and weight gain are linked. So when your thyroid function slows during stress, your T3, triiodothyronine, and thyroxine, which is your T4, fall. And so then the conversion of your T4 hormone to T3 may not occur, which will lead to higher levels of reverse T3. And so you may have heard me talk earlier about Jane and saying, well, let's take a look at your reverse T3 and see what's happening there. Let's see. So hopefully that was a bit of a help there, Christy. So what's the difference? Laura asks, what is the difference between liposomal and methylated B12? So they're both types of, the liposomal is a type of delivery system. So you'll often hear people say, I want to take a liquid B12. Liposomal is just that delivery system. Methylated is the form of B12. So there's methylcobalamin, there's hydroxycobalamin and adenosylcobalamin, and then the junk one, which is the cyanocobalamin. And so that's just that form of it. And which do I want, Laura asked? Well, the one that your body's going to most use. Methylated seems to be one that most people can handle. However, if you take it and become anxious, then methyl isn't going to be the one for you, and you might need to look at adenosyl or hydroxy. Adenosyl is really good if you're having issues with B12. So that might be something to consider. And liposomal, again, because it's a smaller delivery system, it is said to go more easily into your body. And yeah, they did test the TPO, Lynn. We were talking about Jane. And Valerie mentioned that Dr. Rita Marie recommends transformation enzymes, and that's the you'll find that link for that in your Creating a Healing Kitchen guide. Let's see here. Kim asked me how long I've been doing the Dean's Protocol, and have you noticed anything different since you've been doing it? So just a little background information on me. I had my root canal teeth at one time. I've had them all removed. I do have a partial denture because I didn't want to put any more in there and any more metals or anything, but I'll tell you, I'm not sure if I've actually been looking at implants. But I will tell you that the teeth I have, which is everything in the front, I have nothing on up or down, on right or left, in the back. And they feel really good. So I've been doing it for a couple of years now, and I'm really, really happy about it. Let's see. Is apple cider vinegar as good in, so Diane asked, is apple cider vinegar or ACV good as lemon water? It sure can be. It's, again, it's a fermented product. For some people, that works really good. Some people can't handle lemon in their water. Actually, some people can't handle much of anything in their water. I usually recommend maybe a pinch of some good salt in there, like a pink salt. I also recommend that people rotate. So I regularly do a lemon ginger water, but I will also rotate that with some apple cider vinegar as well as some celery juice. So I kind of have a 3-day rotation. That way your body doesn't get used to it and then become sensitive to it. So I hope that helps. And Lynn Rose mentions that transformation also makes the release time for occasional use of bedtime for constipation. That's good to know. I didn't know that. Let's see. Yeah, that's a good point, Lynn. She says that occult infections hide in mold. And I'm just about done. And Sandy also points out not sweating could be from mercury poisoning. Well, and part of the idea was the not sweating, because the mercury and the toxins create a stress on your body. So that also contributes to the adrenal fatigue. Sandy says that she got her mercury and other dental toxins out of her mouth and finally started to sweat years ago. And then the infrared sauna is also very helpful for sweating. And, yeah, Barbara mentions the thyroid. So the kind of the order, and for those of you who are familiar with Dr. Rita Marie and her hierarchy, it goes digestion, blood sugar, adrenal fatigue, and thyroid. So by the time it hit your thyroid, it has already been working with your adrenal glands. Lynn Rose says, when we clear mercury, there is usually an increase in sweat, pee, and drool. Okay. Yes, you can have liposomal methyl B12. There's liquid B12. You can get them in capsules or pills. However your body best absorbs it. So I am just going over here just to double check. And that seems to be it. You guys are so kind, and thank you for staying with me all this time and listening to me, and I hope it's been helpful. Again, if you have any questions that you feel weren't answered, I encourage you to go to your Facebook group and put them there, tag Dr. Rita Marie. if you are working on a program, you should have a journal at, in each of the different sections. Again, put your question in there. If Pam, who does the journals, isn't able to answer it, she'll contact me, and then I'll contact Dr. Rita Marie as well. So I hope you are feeling that support that we have here for you, because we want you to feel happy in your body and have a happy life and fun. I was, I have a YouTube channel where I occasionally put things like little exercises. And so the other day I put one on seated jumping jacks, and just doing that was fun. So fun is a mindset, and I hope you have a joyous and fun mindset for the rest of your day. All right. So I'm going to do like Dr. Emery does. I'm going to see if I can make it so everybody can say hi and bye and have a good day.
Bye. Bye.
Bye, Lynn. Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you.